Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. We are going to do another episode here of the Suffer Well devotional series. And this is Torah Life Ministries. I appreciate you listening. Torah being the instructions, the guidelines of our wonderful Creator. And it's basically the first five books of the Bible. And many people often skip these books, but they're the foundation of all Scripture. But every word in Scripture that Yahweh told Moses, from all the way from the beginning of the book, that Yahweh told every inspired prophet from Genesis all the way to Revelation, is His instruction and will for our life to some degree. So all of the Bible is important, but we need to get down to the foundational principles of Scripture. That's why this is Torah Life Ministries. So we're going to look at the King's Signet. This is a very powerful and important message, because as we just read about the calling in life that Yahweh has for us and to fill our destiny, we have to have that confidence and faith in Him. Hallelujah. With joy and passion, hallelujah. So right now, no matter what, no depression, no worry, and no fear in your life, I want you to listen to this and understand this message more than anything, because we are to be confident believers in Messiah. He wants us to rise above and not choose the enemy's depression, fear, and worry. He says, do not be dismayed, I am with you. So as we read this, think about that. It says, Esther 8, verse 2, the king took off his signet ring, which he had reclaimed from Haman, and presented it to Mordecai, and Esther appointed him over Haman's estate. The transference of power from the wicked to the righteous. Hallelujah. Signet, a small seal, especially one set in a ring, used instead of or with a signature to give authentication to the official document or decree. To give authentication to the other words, to verify, validate, certify, substantiate, and endorse that the one authenticating it has the authority to authenticate. It takes the power and authority of a king to turn a ring into a signet. Here in Esther, the Hebrew word is tabith. The simple word for a ring, not clovham, which is actually the word for signet or signet ring. What turns a tabith, an ordinary ring, into a clovham, a seal of the king, is not the substance of the ring, but the authority of the king. When Esther took from the estate of Haman and gave it to Mordecai, she was acting under the transference of the power from the king. We see this demonstrated so clearly in Yahweh's anointing of Moses to free his people. The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked to the Egyptians for the articles of silver and gold for clothing. Yahweh made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards the people and gave them what they asked for, so they plundered the Egyptians. Exodus 12, 35 and 36. 12, verse 35 and 36. This was not Moses' authority, but Yahweh's authority displayed through Moses. You too were chosen as a vessel through which his power and authority should be displayed. Yahshua said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Matthew 28, verse 18. He gave them power and authority to drive out all the adversaries, to cure diseases, and he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of the Almighty and to heal the sick. Luke 9, verses 1 and 2. He has given you the authority to trample on the snakes and the scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Luke 10, verse 19. Oftentimes, the signet mark is made by pressing the seal of the king into hot wax. The life of a chosen one is exactly the same. Yeshua's signet brands you by fire and water with instant authority. Whoever bears his mark is sealed and authenticated. The Spirit of Yahweh has placed a seal on you. It seals you until your final destination. Do not grieve the spirit, the Ruach, which you were sealed for the day of redemption. Ephesians 4, verse 30. The idea of redemption is the key here. It is the Hebrew Ge'olah, the distinction and deliverance of the chosen ransomed by Yahweh. You bear the seal of release of your life. You walk with the authority of the Most High upon you, and His power is available to you. The power will manifest only when He who has sealed you takes precedence over He who has been sealed. For far too we often go instead of being released, hoping that His anointed will chase us. We reason, after all, I am His child. Unfortunately, this is going in the attitude of the prodigals. As much as the seal says we are released, it offers and announces something far greater. It says, I am His to be used His way and for His glory. This fuels the great contentation in the mind that believes it still has choices. The mind that opposes His will is the great obstacle of man. It trusts in the assurance of redemption while maintaining the wrong ideas about salvation. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 1:8 and 9. Your release was caused by the payment of ransom, the redemption, and is assured what yet remains the goal of your faith, the welfare, prosperity, deliverance, perseverance, and safety of your mind, will, and emotions. Yes, loved one, your eternity is secure. It is the presence of welfare in your mind that is the question. That is the powerful key that we must unlock. And when we think about these things that were said here today, we must believe and think about and be confident that everything our Creator did for us is for us, and He would not lie. He cannot lie. We need to have confidence in the unlimited possibilities and all the promises that He has for us. We need not be forsaken by that. We need to stick to that, and we need to be confident in that. Every one of you right now. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be confident with what you have. Because Yahweh has said, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, Yahweh is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Job 31, verse 24 says, Have I made gold my trust or called fine gold my confidence? And Proverbs 11, 28 says, those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous thrive like a green leaf. We must take confidence in Him. We are fearfully and wonderfully made by Yahweh, and it is better to put our trust in Yahweh than to put confidence in man. This is what we need to stick to and remember. But we have this issue today. We have this issue today of stress and worry, of stressing and worrying. This is the battle we have that's going on. This is the spiritual warfare that's happening. I will suggest and submit to you that stress and worry should not be part of our lives. And that is a struggle that we deal with on a regular basis, the stress and worry. That is the fleshly human aspects of this picture here. But when we look at it from spiritual, what do we really have to worry about? What do we really have to stress out about? If Yahweh is taking care of everything for us and we know He's going to do the best job for us, why are we stressing and why are we worrying? It says in Psalms 55, 22, cast your burden on Yahweh and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalms 55, 22 also says, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Psalm 62, 8 says, trust in Him at all times. Underline, highlight, circle that word all. Say it right now out loud. All times. Say it out loud. All times, trust in Him, O people. pour out your hearts before him. Yahweh is our refuge. And we are told in scripture, and if you believe scripture, and if you understand your true calling in life, if you have confidence that Yahweh will not lie to you, that he paved the pathway ahead for you, it says in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and preparation with thanksgiving, tell your request to Yahweh. And the peace of Yahweh that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Can we do that today? Can we be so confident in him that we have no stresses and worries? Psalms 94, 19 says, when the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can we let that happen today? Can we let our soul be cheered because we know and we're confident that Yahweh's word is true and he's working for us consistently? Some of you might be thinking that's easy for me to say because I have all I need and want in my life. But I would suggest to you, if you have a relationship with Yahweh, you have all you need and want in life as well. And anything on the side is just a distraction. The enemy's trying to keep you away from experiencing the full joy that Yahweh has in store for you, that peace and everything that the fruit of the Spirit wants to give us. The enemy doesn't want us to feel it. Matthew 11, 28 says, come to me, all you who are weary, and be burdened, and I will give you rest. And I call you today to let you know that your best friend, your everything, you have in Yeshua. But we must resist this idea of fear and worry and anxiety. And scripture continuously tries to tell us this. You know, you have all the do's and wants of scripture. You have all the spiritual stuff going on. But the message is clear of Yeshua. Don't worry. Don't be dismayed. Don't fear. Trust in me and follow what I say, and you'll be fine. Don't worry. Don't fear. Trust in me and what I say, and you'll be fine. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, repent, and submit, and rejoice in a wonderful creator. Romans 12, 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. The pattern of this world is to live in fear and worry and stress. I see people walking around covering their faces with these masks, and they're taking their mask off to smoke a cigarette. And then they're putting their mask back on, complaining about all the contagion of this disease. I see people doing things much more dangerous. The patterns of this world make no sense. No sense at all. Yahweh says, do not conform to the pattern of this crazy world and everything crazy in it. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, the confidence and the faith and the trust in Yahweh. Then you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will is, his good will, pleasing and perfect will. But we must do it humbly. We must do it humbly. Another thing I see these snake handlers. They say, oh, we're so confident in Yahweh, we can handle the snake. The snake's not going to bite us. What happens? They get bit. I even read a story about somebody who died from a poison snake because they were swinging it around saying, we have confidence in Yahweh, not going to get bit. We must not conform to the fear and the patterns of this world, but we also must conform to the pride that Yahweh wants us to be detached from as well. Now, if a snake ends up in your presence and bite you, or if somehow you're walking in a desert and you step on a poisonous snake, pray to Yahweh and do the things that he guides you to do. And if he guides you to go to a hospital, go to a hospital. You know, and you know, pray to him first in the situation. But don't take a snake and start swinging it around saying how confident you are. So we must understand, it says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve Yahweh's will for you, his good and pleasing and perfect will. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. To me, perfect peace is putting your head down at night and being able to sleep with a smile on your face, because you know all your hopes in Yeshua. To be able to sleep soundly knowing that when you're sleeping, he's working for you. When you're awake, he's working and with you. He's protecting you. And if something doesn't turn out the way you want, you understand he's in control. As long as you're following his guidelines and instructions, his Torah, you're going to be fine. Romans 13:14 says, but put on Yahweh, Yeshua Messiah, and make no provision for the flesh in regard of its lust. When the lust come in, the fear and anxiety come in. John 14:27 says, peace I leave you with. Peace I give you. Not as the world gives it to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. So as much as we're supposed to be confident in all the gifts that Yahweh has for us, I want you all to remember that fear and anxiety and worry and stress are not of Yahweh. They're not of Him. It tells us in the scripture in Matthew 6:25-26, don't worry about the things you need to live, what you will eat, drink, or wear. Life is more important than food, and the body is more important than what you put on. Look at the birds. They don't plant, harvest, or save food in barns, but your heavenly Father feeds them. Don't you know you are worth more than they are? Philippians 4:19 says, and my Elohim will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Yeshua Messiah. Again, circle, underline, highlight that word, all your needs. Say it out loud now wherever you are, all my needs. He meets all your needs. When you let Him, Deuteronomy 31:8, Yahweh Himself goes before you and be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. Please trust and listen to these things today as you start your day. If there's something that's been getting you down, if there's something that you didn't like, or if there's something that happened by somebody who's trying to do something harm to you or whatever else, Yahweh's got you. Thank Him. Thank you, Yahweh, for just making this right. Thank you, Yahweh, for making this perfect. Corinthians 9:8 says, and Yahweh is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Trust that. Write that down. Yahweh is able to bless you abundantly, so that all things at all times, having that you need, you will abound in every good work. I know people that are getting lawsuits against them. I know people that have been diagnosed with diseases and getting death sentences put on them. I know people that are I told all these different negative things by the world. But has Yahweh told you that in prayer? No. Yahweh speaks through His word. And Yahweh tells us to be confident that I'm working and I got you and you're going to be fine. So stay confident in me. Stay confident in me. He is your helper and He is your deliverer. And we need to depend on Yahweh alone and put our hope in Him. He protects us and saves us and defends us. And we shall never be defeated if we trust in Him. It says in Isaiah 12:2, surely Yahweh is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yahweh is my strength, my song, and He has come to be my salvation. Hallelujah. Praise a wonderful Creator. It says in Corinthians 2:12-10, each time He said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad and I boast about my weakness so that the power of Yeshua can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weakness and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Yeshua. For when I am weak, I am strong. Suffer well, my friends, suffer well. That's what it's about, suffering well. We have everything we need to be confident in our wonderful Creator. Psalms 139:23-24 says, search me, Yahweh, and know that my heart, test me and know that my anxious thoughts, see if there's any offense in me and lead me in the way of everlasting. And then Proverbs 3:5 is the answer and the call. It says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. No fear, no stress, no worry, all Yahweh, all Yahweh. We need to understand how things work in the body. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If a part is honored, every part rejoices with it. We must understand the idea about the body and not let any sign, anything open up to the enemy. Nothing open up to the enemy. Proverbs 11:4 says, where there is no guidance of people, they fall. They fall. We need to stay confident in Yahweh. And Acts 4:32 says, all the believers were of one heart and one mind. One heart and one mind. We must trust and believe that. and surround ourselves with righteous people and know that Yahweh's working in our lives consistently and always, and he doesn't want any negativity from us. Even in your unbelief, he's working. He's always working. He's always there. If you believe what it says in Genesis that he spoke and everything came into existence, why do you doubt anything that he can't do? All things are possible to who believes. To just get up and not worry about the things you once worried about, the things you once feared. Yahweh's taking care of these things. Yahweh's taking care of these things. Now we must use wisdom. I mean, if you look in your wallet and your credit card's lost, you know, now with all calmness, don't say, well, Yahweh's going to make the situation right. No, get to a phone and call up your credit card company and let them know. But then let it go and not be worried about what's going to happen. You've done everything you can do. Now it's up to Yahweh. We get that and understand that? So we have to understand that he's working. It says in John 5:17, Yeshua replied, my Father is always working and so am I. He's always working and so am I. You know, so now we don't always realize what he's doing, but we have to know he's working. And if we don't understand it now, we will one day, because he tells us, he'll reveal it to us at the right time. At the right time, we need to trust in Yahweh's timing. We need to trust in everything Yahweh wants for us. If Yahweh spoke something to us, we need to trust on his timing. It will happen. Wait for Yahweh, be strong and take heart. Wait for Yahweh. Remain confident. Psalms 27:13-14. And Psalms 46:10, be still and know that he is Yahweh. Be still and know that he is Yahweh. And that's it. And other people in your life might not be following his plan. But if Yahweh's told you something, so be it. And we might not always hear from him as we think we hear from him. Sometimes maybe he told us something and it doesn't come to fruition. He didn't lie to us. Maybe we heard wrong. Maybe we were listening to the enemy. But maybe we heard right. And maybe we just got to wait longer. You know, but whatever the situation is, we need to remain confident and joyful that it will happen. It says in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything give prayer and supplication with thanksgiving and let your requests be made known. You know, just because you don't worry or you don't show anxiety doesn't mean you don't care about the situation. You know, we need to have so much confidence, Yahweh, that we can be calm and cool about it. You know, Yahweh's going to take care of this. Yahweh's going to make it right. And move on for your day. And don't worry about people saying, well, how come you're not worried? And how come you're not scared? And how come you're not crying about the situation? I trust in Yahweh. That's why. I trust Yahweh is going to make this right no matter what situation it is. It says in Romans 12:2, rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation and be consistent in prayer. Hallelujah. That's my message for you today. Be confident in everything that he wants for us to do. Be confident. But remember Romans 12:12. Write it down. Literally, when you write scripture down, there's something special that happens. It's special to say it and speak it out loud. You know, reading it is the lowest of what you can do. I mean, we need to read his word, but to read it out loud is speaking it. If you don't understand the power of speaking, just think about he spoke everything into existence. He didn't think it into existence. He spoke it and it happened. Read it out loud. And then writing it down is the confirmation of it. You know, we talked about the signet ring today and the authority that's passed over. It's almost like having a document notarized. The signet ring, that's what it was. But we have the notarization of Yahweh to not be in fear. And we read and we think. I want you all to repeat after me. Romans 12:12. Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be consistent in prayer. Three things. Have those three things on your mind today. You know, and you will persevere. Yahweh is so good all the time. All the time. You know, we'll have trouble in this world, but it says, take heart. I have come to overcome the world. You know, in Psalms 23:4, even though I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. Hallelujah. Today's a call to trust in him and his holy promise and his holy word. To trust in him at all times. The times we're living in right now. The times we're always going to be living in the future. To trust in him. He's in control of everything. for us to get angry or emotional or fearful about these things. Don't get out of his court. You know, better is one day in his courts than 1,000 days elsewhere, right? It says in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous and do not tremble or be dismayed? For Yahweh your Elohim is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Say that and believe that. Do not be troubled or do not be dismayed. He hears you. He speaks to you. He wants you to take call to action, to understand, believe, and trust him that no word from him will ever fail. No word from him will ever fail. And he promises us he won't leave us until it's all done. The good things that he stored for us a long time ago, he wants to make happen in our lives. And don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself. It says in Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Don't limit yourself. Know that you can do all things through him who strengthens you. To trust in him with all your heart that it will come through, not leaning on your own thinking, trusting him at all times, pouring out your hearts to him, understanding he's your refuge, Psalm 62:8. At all times, trusting in him. I think sometimes we get mixed up with that word, and the enemy doesn't want us to believe that word. All times. All times. He's good at all times. He's with us at all times. He's working for us at all times. We need to be confident in him at all times. All times. He comforts us and troubles us. At all times. Are you letting that happen? Are you letting that happen? Are you letting him comfort you? At all times. Though he slay me, I will trust in him. You know, at all times. All things are possible for one who believes at all times. And pray that you get this. And we will understand this. All things work for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. He's told us what his purpose is. And I'm telling you now to trust in him and be still and know that he is Yahweh. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and you will be fine. You will be fine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for your peace and your comfort. Thank you for imparting the confidence in us through your word and through your spirit to know that all things, at all times, we can accomplish as long as we trust in you and have faith in you. And I pray you all get this and nothing. Do not be dismayed. Do not be down. No matter what situation you are in life, no matter how dark it is, praising him during the valleys as much as the peaks, that's the strength. It's easy to praise him when things are great, but praise him when things are down and let him be your light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a blessed, blessed day, everybody. Let others know about Yeshua dying for them. Have a great day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Blessed be your name when I'm found.